Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein from District 5, and I got the honor to share with you a few of my thoughts for this week in this podcast. A lot of attention has been put on the WIRE project, or the MPRP project, coming into Maryland. By now, you either have attended or have watched or have read different forums regarding the project. The one consistent message that I, along with my colleagues, are working to share is that we collectively are against the project coming through Carroll County and want to minimize any intrusion into our community. And that's going to lead me into a comment or two in just a few minutes. Last week, I had the opportunity to go down to the Maryland Association of Counties. I attended with Commissioner Kyler, with our awesome administrator, Ms. Roberta Windham, and a good group of key staff from Carroll County. Many of them have leadership roles within the Maryland Association of Counties, or known as MACO. MACO is all jurisdictions, all 24 jurisdictions, the counties plus Baltimore City, that come together on a nonpartisan approach that's focused on county independence, that is focused on what legislation is necessary during the legislative season to either be passed or be controlled or be denied, that influences the impact that the counties have in maintaining our independence. Whether you are Democrat, Republican, independent, it's regardless. What we're trying to do is local control and maintain that independence through local control. A couple of key impacts are and will continue to be the blueprint, the education program that has been put in place, and how we are funding that and the challenges that the counties have in funding that. We talked collectively to our governor about that, and there still seems to be no great solution. The goodness is that our partnership and relationship that we, the Board of County Commissioners, have with our Board of Education in understanding their needs and their requirements, understanding what their budget process is, and then ensuring that they are provided the necessary resources when appropriate. This is definitely a challenge, and that's going to continue to be a challenge as we move throughout the year. During MACO, again, Maryland Association of Counties, it was down in Ocean City, which is a great place to be, and bringing everyone together. And honestly, and I can definitely say honestly, I spent 30 minutes, maybe 20 minutes on the sand, and that was on Saturday morning around 7 o'clock before I had to get to a breakfast. And that's okay, because instead of being on the sand and on the beach, it was along with Commissioner Kyler and Roberta and key staff, met with 8 different secretaries and the governor. And let's just start with the governor first. He gave us 30 to 45 minutes of time, whereas other jurisdictions, I think, had about 5. And that 30 to 45 minutes was specifically focused on the towers and the power lines. I apologize when I'm saying it's definitely we, included Baltimore County, County Executive Olszewski, along with County Executive Fitzwater from Frederick County. One was on the right, one was on the left. We had an awesome map put together. Thank you to Mr. Chris Hine and his entire team putting this map together, sharing with the governor the proposed power lines that are going to go through Baltimore County, Carroll County, and Frederick County. And if you think about it, the analogy I'm using is, think of a federal highway going through Maryland without any exits. So there's no ingress or egress onto this highway. It goes straight through Maryland from Pennsylvania, Delaware, locations, all the way down to Northern Virginia. That's basically what's happening with these power lines. And in doing this, this highway is being proposed to go through areas in the northern part, especially in the northern part of Carroll County. It is disrupting our culture, our community, our ag preservation. Obviously, we do not want this to happen. and we're going to work hard that this does not happen. Right now, it is not in the Maryland's governing hands, and we want to keep it out. One of the courses of action I recommended to the governor was to push this to the right a few years and to develop a decision-making process where we bring together the right people and come up with courses of action where this makes sense. Because right now, there was no process that included Maryland, and the courses of action have been directed down to us as opposed to looking at us for what right looks like. Again, I've said it before, I'll always say it, no one knows Carroll County better than Carroll Countyans. As I share with the governor, nobody knows Maryland better than Marylanders. And I want to be a part of that solution and not just something shoved down our throats and having this superhighway without exits coming across Carroll County. We also met with MDOT, the Secretary of Department of Transportation, Secretary Weidenfeld, awesome guy and awesome team, State Highway Administrator, and in Carroll County, the State Highway is governed by District 7 and Andrew Radcliffe. He has been a friend in court, and we're talking a lot on the different state highway issues that are across the county. Specifically in my area, it's Liberty Road or Highway 26, Highway 32, and then 851, which is Main Street in Sykesville, and we're working through those. Met with MDVA, Secretary Tony Woods, for Veterans Affairs, but now it's Veterans Affairs and Military Families. And I really appreciate the additional attention put on military families. He, again, has been a friend in court. We're focused in Carroll County on the Veterans Home and how that's coming along on Slacks Avenue. We're going to have a meeting in September for the architect engineering of the property on Slacks Road, and also talking to DGS about how to widen Slacks Road appropriately for ingress egress into that facility. Secretary Chaudhary, Atif Chaudhary for DGS, is a part of those conversations. So it was great having him part of that and then also having conversations with him. Secretary Wu from Department of Labor, you know, talking about workforce development, we had Heather and Denise Beaver from Economic Development and from Workforce Development part of the conversation. They bring so much on-the-ground information to the secretary and coming up with best practices that we have here in Carroll County and what we can do better. So again, really appreciate our team stepping up and being prepared. Going back a second with Veterans Affairs, I cannot say enough about Celine Steckel, Gina Valentine, Bobby Lawrence. I mean, they're all rock stars, and they are always prepared to give the information necessary. And not just giving information, but coming up with really good solutions to problems that they see in front of us when it comes to our veterans and coming up with great ideas. So thank you. Denise Beaver stayed with us with Secretary Anderson from Commerce, and we talked about some of the big projects that are happening in Commerce, you know, across from Hampstead down to Sykesville and everything in between. We continue to have some significant projects that are, you know, at the nascent stage, but then some that are in the middle and some that we're going to be cutting some ribbons on. A lot of small business, a lot of Main Street, you know, opportunities, and it's just great to see. So Secretary Anderson was very, very appreciative of that. We met with Secretary Addix from Ag, again, a great friend in court. You know, he is also very concerned about the power lines because, you know, we have over 80,000 acres of ag land, 80,000 acres, over 80,000 acres preserved in perpetuity. That's pretty cool. Our goal is to get to 100,000 acres and we want to see it get there. This is our culture. This is our community and it doesn't need to be disrupted with these power lines. Frederick County was saying similar things. They have about 75,000 acres, what they were sharing. And again, their frustration is that they're not being given the opportunity to be at the table to come up with a solution, and they want to be. County Executive Olszewski from Baltimore County was saying the exact same thing. So again, think of it as this highway without entrances or exits. Going back to Secretary Addix, again, he's just a friend in court and really appreciate it. The one thing I want to leave you with, just like we do in the Board of County Commissioners, we work together. We work as a team to coming up with solutions for you. We do this by getting the information from you and try to be responsive for the things you have to say. You can always reach me, 443-569-9861 or erothstein@carrollcountymd.gov. I don't like responding on social media. It really doesn't do me or anyone any good. But if I do see something, I typically give you my email address or phone number, and then we can go from there. And then you can take that information and share it any way you want, because anything that's coming out of my mouth is attributed to me. So please feel free to share it. As I was going, we work together as a team with the Board of County Commissioners, our governor's administration, all of those secretaries I mentioned. It was very rare where I was talking with one and they weren't referring to another one, whether it was housing and commerce and labor talking together, whether it was MDVA and DGS and MDOT talking together. They all wanted to be aware of the issues that are dealing with Carroll County. And the governor, his theme, I believe, is to do just that, is to be very inclusive. Our theme in Carroll County and in Mako is to have as much local control as shared. No one knows Carroll County better than Carroll Countyans, and be independent. And we're striving ourselves towards that. Okay, I think I've said enough for today. I'm going to leave you with the three words I love most, and that is, life is good. This is Commissioner Ed Rossing. Have a good one.